Frank Biden law firm demands billions from China over coronavirus. By Kyle Olson on March 14, 2020. A law firm that employs Joe Biden's brother as a top advisor is demanding billions from China in a class action suit over coronavirus. The Berman Law Group, which employs Francis, or Frank, Biden as a senior advisor, on Friday filed a federal class action lawsuit against the People's Republic of China, Hubei Province, the city of Wuhan, and several Chinese government ministries, on behalf of residents and businesses in the United States and the state of Florida, according to a news release from the firm. The lawsuit, which was filed in Florida, seeks billions of dollars in compensatory damages for those who have suffered personal injuries, wrongful deaths, property damage and other damages due to China's failure to contain the COVID-19 virus, despite their ability to have stopped the spread of the virus in its early stages. It is not clear how the firm calculated the amount of damages demanded from the communist regime. This is an ambitious complaint against a world superpower, Russell Berman, co-founder of the firm, said in the news release. But, as we have alleged, China has unleashed a pandemic upon the world, and the harm is now exponentially multiplying every day here in the U.S. and Florida. Our firm isn't afraid to take them on and get the justice that is deserved. It is the Chinese government that should be paying damages for economic stimulus to the United States, not the American people. A staffer for the presidential campaign of Frank's brother recently said President Trump decided to let coronavirus get out of hand in the U.S. It is not clear if that allegation will weigh against the accusations made by the Berman Law Group. The firm hired Frank Biden in 2018, according to an announcement on its website. Berman said Biden was highly regarded in the business and government sectors. He is featured with three other stern-faced fellows on the front page of the firm's website. In seeking victims to represent in the suit against China, the firm states, the Berman Law Group looks forward to fighting for the rights of people and businesses across Florida and the rest of the country, who are now becoming sick or caring for loved ones, dealing with financial calamity, and navigating this new world of panic and social distancing and isolation. Peter Schweitzer, Breitbart News senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute president, details in his latest investigative work, Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite, Frank Biden's History of Shady Business Dealings. As Breitbart News reported, Frank Biden first set his sights on the region in 2009, as the Obama administration began to repair the U.S. relationship with Costa Rica. Tensions between the two countries flared under President George W. Bush, most notably on how to deal with drug trafficking. When President Barack Obama entered the White House, he set out to mend fences in the region in hopes of inaugurating a new era of global cooperation. Leading the charge on that front was Joe Biden, who had long-standing ties to the region from his tenure leading the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Shortly after the new administration took office, Frank Biden began scouting real estate opportunities in Costa Rica. A lawyer by training, Frank was undeterred by his lack of background in international development and decades-old legal troubles at home. As Schweitzer notes, despite the professional and personal handicaps, business opportunities were plentiful for Frank, especially after his brother paid a visit to the country. Costa Rica News announced a new multilateral partnership to reform real estate in Latin America between Frank Biden, a developer named Craig Williamson, and the Guanacaste Country Club, a newly planned resort, Schweitzer wrote. In real terms, Frank's dream was to build in the jungles of Costa Rica thousands of homes, a world-class golf course, casinos, and an anti-aging center. According to Schweitzer, Frank Biden also capitalized on the school choice movement by building charter schools. An educational option, incidentally, Joe Biden recently said he would eliminate. He realizes is that there's not much money to be made in running charter schools. The money is to be made in the real estate of charter schools. So basically he gets involved with investors, they buy properties, and then they lease these to charter schools. And charter schools, using taxpayer money, are essentially paying off their leases, Schweitzer told Breitbart News Daily. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @KyleOlson4.